from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know what today is, Dorn?
Thursday.
Thursday, August 15th. My 9-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
With my wife.
Congratulations. Nine years.
Wow. 9 years.
That's crazy.
It goes like that.
Quick.
It goes like that. And people talk about, oh, you got guest list. You got to make sure you get to all the right people. The cut line's very difficult. You need like Joey Brackets to come in and help you figure out that cut line, the bubble people, all that kind of stuff. Some of the most important people in my life weren't in my life then. Like you. I didn't even know you at all.
Right.
And now I talk to you more than my wife.
Right.
Like, we were watching an old college football game at my house yesterday. You played in the game. And my wife said to me, she goes, would you have thought when we were attending that game that All-American tight end dude's one of your best friends 9 years later? You just don't even think about that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's crazy how life changes. But the reason I bring up the anniversary isn't so people congratulate me or anything like that, or to tell people I'm hoping a little Jack Wilson action happens tonight. Nothing like that. There's this raging debate right now on the internet, and Barstool got into this, and you sent it to me, and then some other dude named Fred, who's got like 500 Twitter followers, he tweets this out. I cannot stand the no weddings during football season crowd anymore. Grow up, you're 26. To that man, I say, relax. Just chill out. I've got 3 weddings I'm attending.
Yes, you do.
In September and October. And I am thrilled that none of these weddings interfere with the backyard brawl. That would be different. That would be tough. Because I'm talking about my sister. I'm talking about my sister-in-law and a very close cousin. I can't miss these weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Backyard brawl, missing the backyard brawl would have been very stressful.
Yeah.
Very stressful. It's 2024. I don't love fall weddings because one of my big life philosophies is spread out the goodness. Give me a wedding in a random summer weekend.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful time. And then, guess what? College football season, a wonderful time. Now we're taking 2 wonderful things and we're slapping them together, so you're missing out on an element of one or the other. But it's 2024. If I am at a wedding with somebody that I am very close with, and you would be very close if you're going to a wedding, just watch the dang thing on your phone.
Right.
It's not ideal. It's not the best. Just watch the thing on your phone. You'll be fine.
I feel like most people... And you can maybe answer this about the 3 weddings you're going to. Not everybody loves football.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the people that are having weddings in the fall on a Saturday probably just don't really care about football and don't even think about football. And also the venue space, too. Like, maybe it was just the only time that they could do a wedding.
Right.
Like, not everybody loves football.
It's also, without question, from late August through like mid-October, the best weather we're going to have in Pittsburgh all year long.
Yeah, and then if they do love football, so say they are like a football couple, or you know, the groom is a football guy, like usually the events that I've gone to, and whenever there was a big sporting event on, there will be a TV somewhere.
Somewhere.
Some Like they're savvy enough to do that.
You can escape away.
Yes, yeah, there will be a TV.
Go check the score. Yes. It's fine. But I would say personal relationships that you really value them. Mm-hmm. It's good. Go don't be the unless it's the backyard brawl. Don't be the person that doesn't go to the wedding because you're a football fanatic.
Right.
Find a way to watch the game on your phone discreetly or otherwise. Easily. I went to a wedding October 7th a few years ago, and there was a big football game on that I wanted to watch. And so you know what I did? I just watched it. So be it. It's not a big deal.
No.
You can do both. But ideally, yeah, I get the ideal. So ideally, weddings are fun. Football's fun. Keep them separated so you can enjoy both the appropriate amount.
Yeah.
That's all. But I have found that the conversation on social media, as is with most things, is just insufferable. And I feel like 90% of the people who say, I'm not going to your wedding in the fall, are just lying. They're just lying. You're going to go and you're going to watch it there. Or you're going to go and you're not going to watch it there. And guess what? You're going to survive.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
It'll all be okay.
You'll be fine.
But I did schedule my wedding in August because no football.
Right.
No football. Get as close to the good weather as you can with the football separate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my sister...
Does she like football? No.
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 She's theater chick.
Right.
And her husband, future husband, theater dude, who I was talking about Paul Skeens 3 weeks ago. He did not know who Paul Skeens is.
Wow.
So they don't even take football into account. My sister-in-law, big football fan, future brother-in-law there, huge football fan. But they don't care about college. They care about the Steelers.
Right.
So next day there's a Steelers game and they want people to tailgate for that.
Do you think that any of these people would look at you with the side eye, knowing what you do, if you're sitting there during the reception and watching on your phone?
So I would not do it during the ceremony. I would not have the phone out in when the vows are being exchanged.
Right, in the church, yeah.
Anybody who objects, say your piece or whatever. I'm not going to do that, especially church can't do that. But at the reception, you give me all the side eye in the world.
Yeah.
I do not care. I do not. I'll come out. I'll cut a rug. I'll come out. I'll get you a gift. Big gift. Great gift. But if West Virginia's playing Kansas and it's a close game in the fourth quarter, I'm sorry, but I ain't sorry. I'm watching the game.
Like, do you honestly think that your sister thought about you and the date of her wedding and not to schedule it on September 14th?
No.
For the backyard brawl. No. You don't think that even crossed her mind? West Virginia plays Pitt that day.
No.
Let's do the following next 2 weeks.
Well, because here's what happens. I'd be going to the wedding and it would suck.
But she knows you probably better than anybody. She knows that you would not be fully invested into her wedding.
Yeah.
You'd be so uneasy and you'd be pulling out your phone during the vows.
If they got married at 4 o'clock during the backyard brawl.
Yeah, what would you do?
I'd be up there. Torturous.
Oh, you'd be sweating so bad.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
You'd have your wife giving you signals of like what the score is.
But I wouldn't be able to trust her. She'd be
messing with you.
Yeah. It'd be just perennially 13-9 the whole time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.